Next Monday's solar eclipse is generating quite a buzz. It's expected to last nearly 4.5 minutes as the moon completely blocks the sun. But if you're planning on gazing on this once-in-a-lifetime event, you'll need special glasses to avoid permanent eye damage.
Joining us now live to dig deeper is CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John Lapook. Dr. Lapook, we're told we need serious glasses here, but can't we just kind of like glance at the sun ever so quickly and hope for the best? Is that okay?
No, you really can't. Even just a brief glimpse right at the sun can cause severe damage. And, you know, there was a survey that came out of the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and they found nearly 30% of Americans don't know that when you look at a solar eclipse without any protection, it can cause permanent eye damage, which was, that was surprising to me. I mean, I thought, you know, like that was well known, but, you know, it's coming up right now. And just like you said, people say, oh, just look at it for a second. Actually, no, there are special glasses. And I just want to put it right out there. There's some information, if you go online to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, and also the American Astronomical Society, if you could Google those. But they give you a bunch of these tips. There are special glasses called eclipse glasses. You can just find them online. And they have to meet very specific worldwide standard known as ISO 12312-2. It's not just, you know, sunglasses. They give you these tips about, you know, what to do in order to safely watch the solar eclipse.
And those are widely available, right, these special glasses?
They are widely available. Apparently, you know, as with anything, there are fakes. You know, so you have to look for that certification, that ISO 12312-2. And then there are these other tips. You know, you have to look at them carefully. If you see any scratches or damage, don't use them. You have to follow the directions. I know it seems like a big deal, but you really have to make sure that you don't damage those eyes. Because, again, as John sort of implied at the beginning, a lot of people would just think, well, you know, I'm just going to look at it for a second or two. No, even a second or two is enough to cause damage. Back in 2017, I actually went to the out to Oregon with my wife Kate and my son Noah. And at the end of August 21st, 2017, we were in Oregon, and it was amazing. So it was an experience of a lifetime. It was very spiritual, I have to say. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly the sun is covered, and the animals start and the birds start acting kind of weirdly. It's a strange quiet. You look up and suddenly you see the moon, because it's like nighttime briefly. And there's the moon coming out. There were a lot of people from all over the world who had gathered together. It was a really, I have to say, it was a spiritual experience. But speaking of people gathering together, one of the sort of tips that they gave in the survey was that when there are so many people gathered together, the Wi-Fi might not work well. So if you're with family, make a plan. You know, where are you going to meet if you get separated? You know, obvious things, but you may not think about it. You know, suddenly you're in a bunch of people. The public Wi-Fi doesn't work particularly well. Even the regular Wi-Fi through the air doesn't work well, even if it's not Wi-Fi, if it's just, you know, regular the regular Wi-Fi that you would get without Wi-Fi. So discuss these plans, make travel arrangements, expect to stay in the location hours after the ends. I remember that the roads were just packed. We actually slept outside for the eclipse. It was
wow.
Really an amazing experience.
That sounds super cool. Thanks, Dr. Lapook. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
And enjoy this eclipse. That is CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent, Dr. John.